Hey, welcome in. It's Mile High Magazine Sunday morning. It's always great to be here with you. I am Murphy Houston, doing part of our hour here on Mile High Magazine. And joining us today are my friends from the Colorado and Wyoming Colorado Arthritis Foundation. That's Grace Shearer, who's the Associate Director. Grace, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's my pleasure. And Annie McKinnon, who's also a volunteer with the Arthritis Foundation. And Annie, thank you for joining us as well to talk about, well, we'll talk about the Jingle Bell Run coming up, which is a great feature. But thanks for being here. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Grace, as we were talking here before we started recording our little venture together, you're kind of new to the Arthritis Foundation here in Colorado and Wyoming. I have that right?
Yeah, that's right. I just started with our market here back in June, working with our executive director, Barb Abbey, who is wonderful. But I come with about 5 years of experience with the foundation, and I previously worked with our Northern California chapter a few states away.
Well, good to have you here, and say hi to Barb Abbey. I work with her a lot. She's a great lady and does a great job with the Arthritis Foundation, no doubt about it. So, Grace, for those who don't know, and maybe many should, I've been with the Arthritis Foundation for many years. It's a great organization. What does the Arthritis Foundation do here in Colorado? Many, many things, but maybe break that down a bit for us.
Sure. Well, Murphy, thank you for your support through the years. It's really, you know, important that we have people out in the public who are talking about this issue. Well, the Arthritis Foundation, we connect arthritis patients with valuable resources like educational material, information specifically about your diagnosis through our helpline, which is 1-800-283-7800. We also have a comprehensive website at arthritis.org and local support groups. And for a lot of people who might not be familiar, we also host a summer camp for children who have juvenile arthritis.
And people don't, you know what the surprising thing is, all the years I've done this with the Arthritis Foundation, and I can talk about it because I've had arthritis. I had a real tough case of rheumatoid, but it's a disease there's no cure about. It's like, what, 144 different varieties of arthritis, Grace? Do I have that right?
That's right, yeah. So the word arthritis is actually just a general term for joint pain or joint disease. And as you mentioned, there are over 100 different types of arthritis.
And no cure for any of them, which is most amazing with all the research that goes on out there. And it's a disease that's kind of different for everybody. I mean, I had rheumatoid, which is one of the tougher versions, but it's not the same for everybody, is it, Grace?
No, it can be very different among all individuals. It can affect people of all ages, all races, all sexes, and it is the leading cause of disability in the U.S. And so, like you mentioned, you had experience with rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune type. And another type of arthritis that is most common is degenerative, which we think of more as osteoarthritis, when the bones in your joints become weaker and joint tissue deteriorates, then you start feeling that bone-on-bone pain. And with rheumatoid arthritis, that's when our immune system, which we're all familiar with, it's cold and flu season right now. Once you get those cold and flu symptoms, that means your immune system is working well to keep you healthy. So in an autoimmune arthritis, that immune system becomes too overactive and starts to attack the healthy tissue that's found in our joints. So that inflammation makes your joints, that's the pain that you feel in inflammatory arthritis. It can also affect the whole body and damage your eyes, skin, heart, and organs.
And not everybody gets it. I mean, you could have an immune problem and not get arthritis. Am I right about that?
Yep, that's true. If you've heard about psoriasis, that's something that affects just the skin. There's plenty of other autoimmune diseases, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you will have joint pain.
No, it's an incredible thing. And I was in my 30s when I got it, fairly athletic and still playing ball when I was, you know, wife and kids and everything. And it just hit me. Mm-hmm. It just hit me mm-hmm. one weekend, and I didn't know what it was. And I went to see an orthopedic guy because I had broken my ankle earlier playing basketball in the season. And he said, I want to send you to a rheumatologist. I didn't even know what a rheumatologist was. And boom, I had arthritis and a tough case. When I started arthritis, and Annie, you might find this a little shocking, at the time, this is probably early 80s, to get the inflammation under control, I started taking 24 aspirin a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just to get the inflammation down. And back then, they didn't have methotrexate and some of the stuff that they had later, and nothing like they have now. But thank goodness for that. But it's still, it's a struggle. And it's inevitable. I mean, you don't necessarily get any arthritis even as you get older, do you, Grace?
No, it's not a guarantee. And, you know, some people, they might develop arthritis through sports injuries or, you know, overuse of certain joints in your body. Some people might live their entire lives without experiencing it. So it's really, you know, there's nothing that we can do at the moment. There's no test to help tell the future to see if anybody will specifically get arthritis or not.
No, it's kind of tough. And people don't believe that children actually get it. But that's a tough fact, is it not?
That's true. And so there are actually hundreds of thousands of children in the U.S. Who live with arthritis. And we call that juvenile arthritis. And they can be diagnosed now as young as 6 months old. And so, you know, that imagine being a young parent with a new child in your family and finding out that they have this autoimmune disease. And so that, you know, that is one of the things that the Arthritis Foundation does. We try to connect all of these families together locally so that they're able to meet each other, talk about, share their experience with each other, you know, talk about best practices, whether heat or cold works best for their child, what types of treatments they've used and what has worked or not. And we'll also host a local camp here in the summer for kids who have arthritis, because a lot of them have difficulty attending normal summer camp because of the treatments that they might be on or physical limitations. And so, you know, I've been to two different of these camps now. I used to direct one in California, and I was lucky enough to visit the one in Colorado this summer. And it's just amazing. They, you know, on its surface, our JA camps look like any other summer camp that you would see.
Right.
These kids are out having fun. They're horseback riding, you know, hanging out around the campfire, singing songs. And what's behind the scenes is a robust group of volunteers, including medical providers, who are ensuring that the children can have this experience despite their experience with juvenile arthritis.
It's a good thing. I've been to those camps. It's a wonderful thing they do with those children. And they just, like you said, it's like a regular camp. It doesn't look any different.
Yeah,
it's what it is. But like all nonprofits, by the way, that was Grace Shear, who's the Associate Director of the Arthritis Foundation right here in Colorado and Wyoming. It does take a lot of volunteers to make any of these nonprofits work. And one with us now is Annie McKinnon to talk about an event, which is a fundraiser. Like all nonprofits, you got to have fundraisers to raise the money to keep things going. But Annie, how'd you get involved with the Arthritis Foundation?
Well, I got involved in May of 2022. My sister-in-law passed away from complications of RA, which is rheumatoid arthritis. And the morning of her death, I took a walk around Wash Park, and I suddenly noticed there was all this stuff happening. And it happened to be the day of the Walk for the Cure, which is another Arthritis Foundation fundraiser. And for me, that was a message from my sister-in-law that I needed to get involved with the foundation. So I went and met our board chair and another volunteer, and I got contact information. And eventually I called them, and Barb and the director of the board, who is also a volunteer, took me out for coffee. And I ended up helping to plan last year's Jingle Bell Run. And then I formed a team of my family and friends and raised a lot of money. And then they asked me to be on the local leadership board. So this year I'm on the committee again to help plan the Jingle Bell Run for 2023.
Well, good for you, Annie. Good for you to step up. That's quite a tale about your sister-in-law and then going for the walk and seeing the summer. It's actually the May walk. And that was a sign, don't you think?
It was definitely a sign. It was a gorgeous morning. The sun was just rising. And I was just, you know, in my head and kind of crying a little. And then I saw all the little notices, you know, and the setup, you know.
It's sure.
Like, you know, sure. Walk for the Cure. And I thought, oh, man, you're talking to me already. You know, I need to get involved.
And you yeah. did. That's a good thing for the Arthritis Foundation. The Jingle Bell Run, I've had an opportunity to MC that, gosh, for many, many years. And talk about that a little bit because it's a wonderful event. It's so much fun.
It is. The Jingle Bell Run is the most festive holiday event of the season. It's held in Wash Park on Sunday, December 10th this year. And participants and their dogs, most wearing costumes, register individually or as teams of family, friends, coworkers, neighbors. We have a 5K run, walk, stroll. And I need to let you know that it's not this serious, like you have to be able to run 5K.
Oh, no.
I walk. There's no. families with their dogs and little kids, so there's strollers. It's just fun. We also have a 1 mile, a kids run, or even the virtual jingler for people that don't live in Denver but want to support our mission. And all the money from the registration and fundraising goes directly to the Arthritis Foundation.
And how do you get involved? How can we sign up for that, Annie? Because you should be doing it now.
Yeah. You go to www.jbr.org/Denver. And you can register or donate or volunteer. It's all right there.
And you can sign up the day of the event, too, at Wash Park.
You can sign up the day of the event, the day before. Absolutely. It's just a big celebration. We have costume contests, a kids' activity tent, hot chocolate and coffee, pancakes. This year, we're going to have a beer garden.
Oh.
We have carolers, Santa and his elves, even Frosty the Snowman. It just couldn't be a more fun event.
No. It's one of my favorites, and I love emceeing it. And we've had all kinds of weather in December. Some days have been warm, and some days so cold you can barely move. But people show up for that. It always amazes me.
Absolutely, because it's just such a fun celebration, and it's for everybody.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and anybody can register all the way up to the morning of the event or just come to the event and register there.
So yep, looking forward to it, December 10th.
We want everyone to come.
And that's part of the way we raise money for the Arthritis Foundation, right, Grace? And you can make a donation, too. Just give money if you want to support. Maybe somebody in your family's had arthritis and you want to help out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. All that information is available at jbr.org/Colorado or/Denver. And, you know, I have to say, Annie is being very modest when she said she raised some money. Her team in 2022 raised over $10,000 for the Jingle Bell Run.
Annie, so, what's up? Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a lot of cash. You. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it was. But it was a delight to do that in honor of my sister-in-law and for the mission of the foundation.
Yeah. So. Well, it's people like you that keep it going. And you too, Grace. It takes people that to be involved and to care and to understand, because arthritis is one of those diseases. People don't get it. Like some diseases, if you don't actually see it, and people with arthritis, sometimes you just can't see it on their body. Sometimes you can.
True.
But if you don't see it, and, you know, people are having a tough time, an achy day, I had it all, believe me. And they go, what do you mean you don't feel? You look great. I got tired of hearing that after a while, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But
it can be so misunderstood, and I'm sure you experienced that it was difficult to explain to family and friends and coworkers.
It was for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Grace Shear, Associate Director, Arthritis Foundation, Annie McKinnon, incredible volunteer. Thank you for all you're doing for the cause, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the Jingle Bell Run.
Yes,
December 10th.
Go on, Murphy. You come join us.
Well, I've been down there every year for, I think, 15 years. I've emceed that event, and it gets better and better every year. It's a lot of fun. It's good. So I will see you in Wash Park on the 10th of December, and you guys, too. We hope you'll join us. Appreciate you listening. It's Mile High Magazine. Now, hang in. I'll take a quick break here, and I'll be back with more for you.